Welcome back to another episode of Fantasy End Zone. I'm your host, Jake. You can follow me on X, Twitter, whatever you call it, at LouisLewis5. That's LEWYLEWIS, and the number 5. And of course, joining me today, my co-host, Bill. How are you going? How are you doing this fine Thursday evening?
I'm doing okay. Doing okay. Licking my wounds from last week.
I feel like you've been saying that the last like 3 weeks.
It's been a rough month.
Oh yeah, it's definitely it's been a wild and crazy season so far. I mean, who was projected last week? Panthers, I can't score on anyone. Scores 30 or whatever, and wins against the Falcons because injuries.
I'm just trying to find guys that are breathing on my benches at this point.
That's really all it comes down to. That's the saddest part of all this. But yeah, I mean, today, right now, we're recording halftime. Well, it just started third quarter of the Thursday night game of the Bills and Texans. What do you think about this game so far? I haven't watched anything because I was with my daughter's traveling, or with my daughter for volleyball, so I don't even know what's going on.
I just think they just need to get rid of Thursday night games. Players aren't healthy, they're not ready, they're not prepared. You had like a 3-day turnaround to get on the flight from where you were playing on Sunday, and then get to where you're going for Thursday. You know, you had probably, what, 1 day of practice?
If that, like, you really have a walkthrough, and that's about it lately.
I mean, look at the Thursday night games over the last couple of years. They're mostly just pure garbage. They're bad.
I mean, you get a couple here and there, don't you?
I mean, what, one out of the, what, 17 they play?
Something like that, yeah. It's been a wild and crazy ride, that's for damn sure.
Yeah.
But, nonetheless, we are here for you guys. On today's show, giving our starts and sits of the week, like we always do, our week 12 pick'ems, our anytime parlay, and yeah, that's about it. We ain't got much to discuss today. It's going to be a shorter episode, but I'm exhausted. I've been working. I'm playing Santa. Everyone ordering crap, and I gotta deliver it to people that don't even know what they're getting, because 90% of the time they just go, oh, what's in the box? I don't know, I didn't order it, just take the damn thing and be gone, I guess. But nonetheless, anyways, we got to get in this. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's get fantasy. As always, before we get into our start sits, let's look at some injuries since you brought it up pre-show. And yikes, what is going on? Who's healthy? Who's not? Who are we trying to look to stream because of injuries or bye weeks? Josh Jacobs, does he play this week with a knee injury?
No.
I don't see there's a reason for him to play.
Last I saw, he's pretty much not going to play.
Yeah, he got limited practice in on Thursday, it says, after not practicing Wednesday. But there's no point. Like, Packers, you're playing for a Super Bowl run or deep playoff run. Why would you start and play a guy that could potentially just get banged up and be out for a while, Bucky Irving style, you know, or whatever else? I just sit him this week. I know it's against Minnesota. Lean on Jordan Love. This is why you paid him millions and millions of dollars. Lean on him. Give him the ball. Let him, you know, throw 360 like you did a couple weeks ago. And protect him, please.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
That offensive line. Speaking of protecting, how about Michael Penix? He's done for the season with getting his ACL fixed once again. We talked about it on the show. Like, you know, you really thought he was coming into his own, and unfortunately, injury happened. And this is, I think, the fifth time dating back to going to college he's ended his season or ending injuries. Speaking of the same team, Drake London, he's going to be out for week 12 with a PCL sprain. I don't know how long that really takes to heal, but I'm guessing probably at least 2 weeks, I'm guessing.
And
I don't know.
Isn't that what the depends on what their record is, too.
Well, shit, they ain't going to win anything. Kirk Cousins can throw 5 yards down the field, and that's about it.
Yeah.
You look terrible coming in. I know we're going to probably talk about Shadir, but Shadir has no NFL experience, nothing. Kirk Cousins was a starter last year to begin the year, and he looked like crap. He still looks like crap. Yeah. London's not going to be playing.
No, he's out.
Now, how about Trey Benson? You said he's probably not going to play.
I see why it's limited practice, whatever that means.
Limited on Wednesday and Thursday.
I mean, if he does play, do you think he's going to get a full workload, or it'll be like a 50-50 split?
I don't think they're going to give him a full workload, even though DeMarcado is already ruled out with an injury, with an ankle injury. So it might be like a Bam Knight and Trey Benson split, like rushing attack or on the ground, and then Michael Carter through the air. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's a mess in a way.
I would love to start him, but I don't think I can.
Yeah. Joe Burrow, how about him getting a couple of practices in a row?
Is Chase playing, or is he still
Chase
suspended?
Is suspended,
or is he
for that not spitting on somebody, even though the video looked like you spit right at the guy?
Oh yeah, I didn't know if he was fighting it or if he just finally caved into it.
He tried to appeal his suspension, and his thing was, if I wanted to spit on him, it would have been in his face. Like, I don't think that's going to really hold up too well with the NFL. Like, oh, hey, if I wanted to spit, I would have spit in his face instead.
I don't know how they fight that stuff. There's 5,000 cameras on that field. Like,
well, I mean, let's take it back to week one. You know, the first game of the season, Jalen Carter spit towards Dak Prescott and got suspended or ejected from that game before even fucking game started after the kickoff. And he got suspended for the next game. It clearly shows that you spit on him, it looked like, from my viewing. And I just don't understand why.
I was going to say, if Chase isn't going to play this week, I wouldn't play Burrow either at that point. Then I would just...
He practiced fully on Wednesday and Thursday. And Joe Flacco has been dealing with a shoulder injury for a couple weeks now. And you need to win this game, really, to kind of make a playoff push if you're going to try. Yikes.
But they're playing New England.
Yeah, great team. That's,
I mean, you hate to see him go back in there and get knocked right back out because they haven't quite ready.
Yeah, that's true. Aaron Rodgers, does he play with a left fractured wrist?
Depends if he has enough ayahuasca, does a darkness retreat.
You know.
I don't know.
I don't know. He's probably immune to it or something.
Probably summoning spirits on the Ouija board to try to figure it out. I don't know what the man does.
Jalen Waddle, I don't know if he plays this week with an ankle injury. It sounds like he might be missing this week. He's got limited fashion on Thursday practice, where the hell, like you said, where that means. So it might be a Kenny Gainwell big day to stream him this week. Rashad Tootin, ankle.
He looked good last week.
He did look good. He looked good, but that game was such a blowout. Was it really him, or was it actually like just because of blowout and everything else? I mean, he did have 15 carries, 75 yards, and touchdown before exiting. But we look at other players. Travis Etienne scored twice with 73 rushing yards on 19 carries. LaQuint Allen Jr., 8 carries for 38 yards. Like,
that's a weird.
You know, it looked like the Chargers said, screw it, we suck right now. I don't know. That's a team that we don't even know what the hell is going on.
They went on vacation last week.
Yeah, I don't know. Too early. Cancun. 1, 2, 3. Cancun. Jackson Dart sounds like he's remaining in protocol, but it sounds like he's going to get out of it and be a starter this week.
I don't think he plays. I mean, it's another one of those, what is the point in the long run?
Well, I could tell you what the point is Mike Caffa wants a fucking starting head coach job, and he's going to play his best players to give him that opportunity.
I just don't see upper management allowing that to happen.
Do we see that upper management? That team signed Daniel Jones over Saquon Barkley.
I just don't see them risking it. I think Jameis plays again.
Calvin Ridley, he injured his – actually, he broke his fibula last week, and he's reported done for the season as well. That's been a dud season for him. He's been terrible. C.J. Stroud is not playing in this game. He still remains in concussion protocol. We call that the Tua symptom, where you got hit so hard and you just froze. You know, that's what it looks like he did. So I don't like that.
No.
That's about all I can see right now. Bucky Irving, foot. Do you think he plays?
I think he plays super limited snaps.
Yeah. I would advise you guys not to start him or play him at all, especially after Sean Tucker just ran the crap out of the ball against Buffalo and had a hat trick, 3 touchdowns, running back 1 of the week. Like, why mess around with that?
I think he gets like 5 carries to make sure he's not going to die out there. And that's about it.
Yeah. Ramondre Stevenson, does he play with his little toe thing going on? I don't see why.
Henderson,
even if he is, it's Travion Henderson should have took the lead role, I guess you would say.
Yeah, we've been saying that all season, then they finally listened.
Yeah. Sam Laporta, he's on the IR now.
Mm-hmm.
And Don Kincaid is still injured with his hamstring, and he's not helping the team tonight because he's not playing, and Josh Allen just got sacked. Congratulations on another sack, Josh Allen.
Yes.
But, yeah, that is your news and injury report. Before we get into our start sits, let's hear a word from the Podfather.
Pour one out for an incredible best ball season. It was a breakout 2025 for Fast Draft, but now – the NFL action has started. That means it's DFS season. That's right. You might think, oh, wow, DFS, I can't win DFS. Oh, but you can on Fast Draft. You just pick any 6 guys and you put them in a handful of booster spots. There's no salary rubric you have to follow. You're not going up against thousands of killer bots in these tournaments. Oh, no, 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 no. These are regular people grabbing their 6 favorite plays of the week, and that's all you have to do. And we post the ownership so that you can choose how much chalk you want. There is no drafting. It's called the Quick 6 Super Slam. The Quick 6 Super Slam is the signature DFS contest at FastDraft. It is changing DFS. We are making DFS great again. So go to fastdraft.app and use your host promo code for a $50 deposit match. And let's go start drafting faster.
Yes, go ahead and download Fast Draft. Use our promo code Lewis, LEWIS, for $1 for $1 match up to $50 on your first deposit. And we always do our Quick 6 Super Slam. Who is your 3 players that we want to put in the list?
or top three or touchdowns?
Yep, your top three.
Top three. I got Travion because, my God, they play Cincinnati. So I love Travion this week.
Yep.
I love Puka. I think he gets in the end zone. And I love Rice this week for Kansas City because that game in all purposes is a playoff game for KC. Like, they have to win this game. They're at home. They're at Indy, so I'm assuming there's going to be a lot of points scored. So, I like Rice this week.
Yeah, and then for my side, I have Jahmyr Gibbs because, I mean, against this Giants team, he could blow up.
Yeah.
Jackson Smith and Jigba against Tennessee. Who the hell is going to cover him? Snead, he's out. He's not. I don't even know what he's doing. Isn't he arrested or something like that? And Saquon Barkley, I think, has a big game against Dallas for some reason. So that is our Super Six Slam. Gibbs, Barkley, JSN, Henderson, Rice, and Puka, if you want to follow us along. We're not going to tell you what we put them as for the boosters, though. But let's get into starts of the week. Let's have you kick it off with your guys that you're starting this week.
All right. At quarterback, I think Jameis starts. And if he's starting, and I'm looking for a quarterback desperately this week, I'm playing him. I think he's got the highest ceiling of anyone. You could probably get off a waiver wire at this point.
Eat some W's.
Yeah. And I mean, they play Detroit, so he's going to have to score some points.
Yeah. They're going to have to put up points. You can't run against the
Lions. Right. If you're scrounging for a quarterback, it's not a bad Hail Mary to throw out there. He might win it for you. And I guess if Dart does play, maybe I'd go Shadur.
Oh, shit. You're in on Shadur.
I mean, your first game as starting QB, you get to play the Raiders. I mean, it's a pretty decent matchup. And like I said, if you're scrounging for a quarterback, it's probably not a horrible play.
Yeah, worth a shot.
Running back, I think Montgomery gets a little bit more play this week. If they get way up on the Giants, I can definitely see him falling in the end zone.
Yeah, definitely.
Wide receiver, Jerry Jeudy, why not? Go with that Sanders. He's got to throw it to somebody.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, he showed last week he doesn't put all his body weight into it to throw it for 30 yards. So maybe Jerry Jeudy gets one deep. And I'm sure Sanders would like nothing better to have a great game just prove his head coach wrong.
Every goddamn game he could.
And at tight end, I got Hunter Henry because it's Cincinnati, and I'm pretty sure Cincinnati's not very good against the tight end.
No. So. Not that I've actually witnessed.
So for my starters, Henry getting a TD too.
You think Hunter Henry gets a touchdown too, huh?
He could, yeah. He's kind of due.
Yeah, it's been a while since he's actually scored. I mean, Mac Hollins has been putting up numbers. I don't know where the hell he came from, but
I had to finally pick him up.
Yeah, I mean, he's put up 15, 10. He's your consistent double digit, low double digit, but hey. It's worth a shot. He might get another touchdown, one or two.
Hey, for a waiver wire and you need a wide receiver, why not?
Yeah. You know, he'll walk in pregame with no shoes on because he's a man above men. Oh, my God. That guy's good. My starts of the week, Matthew Stafford against the Buccaneers. I mean, Stafford is playing like an MVP right now. Plus, going against Tampa Bay, that's allowing the six most points to opposing quarterbacks because they're always in shootout games. Like, here's a guy he's just going to have great success against Tampa. Look at the last couple weeks, Josh Allen. Yeah, he had three rushing touchdowns, but he threw for 317 with another three touchdowns last week. Drake May, 270, two scores. And they almost have a 28-point implied total. I am loving the matchup, and I'm guessing it's going to be a shootout. So start MVP Matthew Stafford. Next, start Travion Henderson. I mean, that's probably a given at this point, the last couple weeks. He's facing the Bengals. Like, come on. And yes, we're back. We're Henderson believers again. We've been believers, you and I know. Just we needed Mike Vrabel to actually understand.
Yeah.
Hey, he's good. You want to put him out there?
He can run. Hell. And he can catch.
Yeah. And I don't know what's going on with Stevenson, if he's playing, if he's not. Either way, I think the last 2 weeks showed Vrabel. Henderson needs to be playing more than Stevenson. Mm-hmm. He was running back 4 and running back 3 the last 2 weeks. Has 5 total touchdowns. A matchup against the Bengals. Weak run defense. Why not start him? I think it's a must play. My next one for wide receiver, Christian Watson against the Vikings. This might be a homer pick just because I'm a Packer fan, but listen, Watson has been the wideout that Jordan Love actually trusts downfield on deep targets. And I don't think Josh Jacobs will be playing this week, meaning they will be having to lean on Jordan Love in the passing game. And I think Watson, you know, he's been playing a lot more snaps lately, over 80% of snaps. Just had 2 touchdowns last week. And he's getting a lot of air yards in each game he's been back. So he's been back for 4 games. 73 air yards, 112 air yards, 126 air yards, and 74 last week. I like the matchup just because they're going to have to lean on him. If Jacobs does play, I don't see Jacobs getting a lot of time, but if you're concerned with that, maybe I really like Ricky Pearsall too this week, but I like Christian Watson.
Mm-hmm.
And tight end, Kyle Pitts versus Saints. Now, hear me out. No Michael Penix. No Drake London this week or Penix for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Targets will have to go someone. I think Pitts gets most of it this week. We already had earlier this season, week 8, Michael Penix and Drake London missing it. Kirk Cousins passed to Kyle Pitts 9 times, which he got 9 catches, 59 yards, and was tight end 6 of the week. I am playing him just simply because the target value, it's got to be there for him. Those were my starts of the week.
I like it.
What's your sits look like, though?
Sits? I'm definitely sitting Geno Smith. I don't even know why that man's starting at this point. Like, it's not going well for him.
No.
This might
the experiment
be
the experiment is over.
I think his career might be about either he's going to have to quit or be a backup. That's not looking good for him.
No.
Running back, I'm a little weary of Aaron Jones against that Packer defense this week. Just because Packer defense run is usually pretty good. I don't know what happened last week. But I don't know if they even know what their split is.
Yeah,
in that backfield right now, it's like a weird mess. I can't figure it out. And the Packers are very familiar with Aaron Jones too, so I just don't see him having that great of a game.
Yep.
Wide receiver kind of goes with your start. Mine's Golden now, because since Watson came back, Golden's really fallen off the radar, and LaFleur only likes to give that man 2-yard routes, which. I have no idea what's going on with that, but yeah, I mean, when you draft a guy in the first round for speed, you definitely run him for 2-yard routes, I guess. that's the key to winning, but that's what they're doing with
my car crashes.
Yeah. So
Henry Ruggs,
I'm sitting him, and it's not even because of the kid or the talent or anything. It's more of the game plan and the coaching, which is kind of a shame.
Yep.
And tight end, going out on a limb, I'm going to say Tyler Warren for Indianapolis. It goes back to that KC plays tight ends very well. I could see them just wanting to really lean on JT this week.
Yeah, I mean, hell, we've been targeting where Kansas City's facing at tight end, and we've hit pretty much every single week. I don't know what
weird Dalton Kincaid week. I don't know what happened.
That's an odd one. But we're gonna see if Tyler Warren's that guy. I mean, let's be honest. He's been playing amazing for a rookie, and we're gonna see after a bye week what's gonna happen.
On the road in KC.
Yep. It's a good challenge for him and even Colts in general. But I think Casey has something to prove. I mean, you already talked about it. This is a playoff game for Kansas City. It's like a must win, especially against what is Colts 8-3,
yeah,
something like that. So, yeah, it's a must win game for them. I like it. My sits, quarterback J.J. McCarthy against the Packers. He's just not impressing me at all on the season. Quarterback 11. 33. Yeah, there's 32 teams. Finished 33. Imagine that. 13, 14, and 26 last week. I don't know. Those are not guys I want, or that's not like the position I want to be in for quarterback position. You're behind the eight ball. You're behind every single one of your league mates, typically in a 12-man with a quarterback 33 for finish. God damn. But again, he faces a Packers rush attack that's got Michael Parsons. I know everyone's going to blow that out of the water constantly during that game, but it's a storyline. Overall, though, the Packers get to the quarterback. They put pressure on him. I don't like the matchup for him. And since he's returned, he's only thrown one touchdown, but two interceptions in each of his games since he's came back. I don't like the matchup, and neither should you. So I'm not playing J.J. McCarthy this week. Next, at running back, I'm kind of taking a limb on these sits, I feel like. But Ashton Jeanty, is it really he's just been so disappointing, to say the least.
I'm sitting right now in a league.
Yeah,
I'm picking Wilson from Green Bay over him.
Against the Browns, too. They're one of the best, if not the best, defense against the run.
He hardly had any yards last week.
Exactly.
On Monday night, he did okay, but rushing was...
Cowboys, six rushes, seven freaking yards. Seven. This team is a hot mess. Like,
and now you just got to get rid of
goddamn Geno, maybe play small hand Pickett. I don't know, but
I'd rather
whole line looks so bad as well. I don't know what to expect. I don't even know if Pete Carroll continues to have a job after this year, but we'll find out.
Yeah, that experiment has gone bad.
And being what was he, the sixth overall pick? It's not a good sight for JT. I don't see him having a good game against one of the best run defenses.
And the shame with that one is it's also the talent's there. I like the guy. It's just the team and the scheme is just so bad.
Which is surprising with, you know, Chip Kelly. You're thinking when he got drafted, oh, Chip Kelly, he just came off a national title with Ohio State with two great running backs that are top, 35 picks or whatever it was, two of them. It's like now you got the best guy and top pick of running backs, and he's not doing well.
And Brock Bowers, and you guys still can't do nothing.
Yeah. My wide receiver sit, again, this goes back to Kansas City, Michael Pittman Jr. He's been getting outplayed by Alec Pierce as of late going into their bye week. He quietly... I'm surprised he's still wide receiver 11 on the year. Hard to believe. I didn't even think about that. I didn't even know until I actually looked at it. But Chiefs are so damn good, and we've already talked about it. It's a playoff game. They're going to come at Daniel Jones. Indiana Jones might be in trouble. He might not find the buried treasure or where the hell he really looks for, because I have not really seen too many Indiana Jones movies, but nonetheless, he's also going to be guarded by a couple of the best corners in the league, Jalen Watson and Trent McDuffie, which are going to be dominating him, I feel. So I'm not playing Michael Pittman. And now my last one, tight end, Jake Ferguson against the Eagles.
Yeah.
Ferguson, in the last 3 weeks he's played, week 8, he puts up a 0. Week 9, tight end 24. Week 10, they had a bye. Last week, he finished as tight end 7. But he only had 4 catches, 16 yards. One of them was for a touchdown. That's the only reason he's in the top 7. Otherwise, that would have been 5.6 in a PPR league. That's not something I'm hoping for. And Eagles are actually one of the tougher teams to face against the tight end position as well. I don't like his recent performances, and I don't like this matchup, so I'm not playing Jake Ferguson either. But those are our week 12 starts and sits of the week. Anything you want to add before we get into our sixth team?
Other injury that I was kind of monitoring was Njoku.
David Njoku?
Yeah.
He's see been what iffy. Goes on with him and Shadir or Fannin. I just wish they would have just traded Njoku at the fucking trade deadline.
If he doesn't play, I think you got to start Fannin.
Yeah.
Same God, for Tennessee. If Kig doesn't play, I think I play, what's his name, the rookie?
Gunnar Helm.
Who didn't look that bad last week.
Last week, they're on bye week, weren't they?
Or
a couple weeks ago.
Week before, yeah. I mean, last couple of games, he hasn't looked bad.
Gunnar Helm. Actually, no, they did play last week. You're right. Against the Texans. Well, let's get into our six-leg anytime touchdown parlay. Let's hear your top three guys for scoring touchdowns this week.
Definitely Henderson against Cincinnati. I mean, he's on a TD tear right now. Puka, he just always seems like he's good for one. And I'm assuming there's going to be some points scored in that Buccaneers game.
Right.
And then I think a Mecca in that same game. Finally gets the end zone again.
You think a Mecca goes in?
It's one of those he's due.
Yep. I totally agree. For me, I got Jahmyr Gibbs because the Giants, I feel like he had a bad game, didn't he, against the Cowboys last week?
Yeah.
He didn't make much noise.
Greatest. I don't have to look it up.
Yeah. Once again, it goes back to a few weeks ago. You can't contain this guy for 2+ weeks in a row. I just feel like he's going to get in land zone anytime touchdown on the ground or in the air, I'm probably going to guess a receiving touchdown, to be honest. But even then, I still feel safe with any kind of touchdown. Kyren Williams against Buccaneers. I feel like he just scores a touchdown once a week. And again, you have Puka, I have Williams. This is going to be a shootout game, or can be easily. I mean,
Tampa just can't stop anyone right now.
No, and like I said earlier, this is 28 points implied point total for the Rams alone. That's 4 touchdowns. Well, we got 2 of the guys. Who else is going to score? You know. And my last one, T. Higgins. With Jamar Chase out against the Patriots, they're going to have to throw somebody, and especially if Joe Burrow plays. You know Joe Burrow's going to be targeting T. Higgins for damn sure. So I'm guessing T. Higgins is going to fall in the end zone as well. Or even then, another guy to be on the lookout for a streaming option, Noah Fant. I feel like Noah Fant could be a streamer this week. Just going on a limb on that. But those are our 6-leg parlay for anytime touchdown.
I was just going to add maybe Judkins for Cleveland because he might not want Shador to get a touchdown, so he might just run it every time at the goal line.
You never know.
I mean, as petty as that sounds, we're also talking about the coach that was like, I don't give my backup quarterback any reps in practice. So
right.
Would that surprise you?
No, it really wouldn't. Judkins could have fucking 3 touchdowns again.
Yeah.
You never know.
Like, they get within the first and whatever goal from the 9, they probably still try to run it 3 times in a row just so you wouldn't throw it for a touchdown.
Sanders will call an audible, though. I'm prime time, son. I do what I want.
Run it in myself.
Damn right, Bobby. All right, let's get into our pick segment. And I tell you what, I'm whooping your ass
right now. I know.
I got 12-game lead, so I could almost go this week and just do nothing. And
rub it in.
All right, let's see. Bills and Texans. I picked Bills. I'm assuming you would
too. I had Bills, yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they're down 16-23, almost a start of fourth quarter.
It's been one of those years.
Yeah. Next game, Vikings and Packers. I have the Packers.
Packers.
Let's go Pack. Steelers and Bears. I'm only going to say Steelers if Aaron Rodgers plays. If they don't, I'm going to say Bears.
I have Bears.
So, I just...
That pains me, but...
I feel weary about Caleb Williams, too, this week against the Steelers. Even though the Steelers seem like they're, like, one of the top defenses to get points up, but the last few weeks, they've been holding their own, and opponents have been containing the quarterback position. And they've got an interception in like 3 straight weeks as well.
And Aaron Rodgers does own them. So
that is true. But that's if he plays.
That's if he plays.
I'm Patriots, still picking Bears. Yeah. I'm going to say Steelers only if Rodgers plays.
Okay.
Patriots and Bengals. I got Patriots. They just look too damn good right now.
Patriots are on fire.
Yeah. Giants and Lions. I'm picking Lions for sure.
Lions, even though I love Jameis.
Yeah. Seattle and Titans. We both probably got Seattle.
Yeah.
This is going to be the interesting one. Colts and Chiefs. I got Chiefs.
I have Chiefs because it's a must win and they're at home. If it was an Indy, I may pick Indy, but
be a good game being
in Kansas City, and I know all the fans will be crying afterwards if they win that it was rigged for KC and the league wants them in the playoffs. It'll be some conspiracy theory.
That's why they're at home.
Yeah.
Browns and Raiders. Good golly. Let's do the Browns for myself. I don't like the Raiders.
I got the Browns because the Raiders are they're toast.
How many sacks are going to be in this game, do you think?
I guess the bigger question is, does Geno finish the game? That'd be a better bet.
I feel like each quarterback's going to get like 6 sacks, get sacked 6 times. The Browns, I don't know what's going to happen with Shadur.
Shadur will get sacked because he's trying. Geno will get sacked just because he's old and slow and just.
Well, that offense line is garbage. That's why Ashton Jeanty is fucking a sit of the week. But yeah, I mean, Myles Garrett might have 3 sacks in this game. And, speaking of sacks, Josh Allen just got sacked again.
That's good. I got Houston's D tonight.
Well, they got a fumble recovery not too long ago, too, I seen.
Oh, wow.
Jaguars and Cardinals. This is going to be an interesting game, but I'm going to say Jags.
I have Jags, too, and I hate the Jags.
Well, the problem is...
I don't even know who's playing for Arizona at this point.
The problem... Arizona shows that they could throw the ball. Like, that's the thing. And, you know, last week, Jacoby Brissett, the NFL record of 47 completions. But the Jags can literally put up 35 against the, what was it last week, Chargers, and then go 0 or whatever against the Panthers. It's like, wait a minute, what the hell just happened? I don't know. That's going to be an interesting game.
That key law magic.
Yeah. Liam Cohen. Eagles and Cowboys. I got Eagles.
I got Eagles.
Falcons and Saints. I'm taking the Saints at home on this one.
I got Falcons. And I don't even feel good about it. Just because they got the best player on the field, and that's Bijan.
That's if they give the ball to him.
If the coach, yeah, will actually use Bijan.
That's the biggest issue. Your Buccaneers, your second favorite team, and the Rams. I'm taking the Rams.
I have Rams.
Oh, wait a minute. What? Are you sure you don't want to take your Buccaneers?
I toyed back and forth.
Yeah, it's hard, but how good the Rams have been playing and Buccaneers can't stop anyone, it's hard to say.
I've been a Fuku guy since day one, too. So.
Oh, yes, you have. And Monday Night Football, Panthers versus 49ers. I'm assuming we both have the 49ers.
I have Panthers.
What the hell?
My Panthers, man.
Oh, man. All right, there you guys have it. Our pick segment of the week. And that concludes our episode. Yeah.
That is I'm just wondering who I'm going to lose this week to the IR list. It's going to be somebody.
Right. Well, that's week 12 start sits of the week. Good luck in your matchups. Also, we are going to be recording on Wednesday next week. Our start sits to give you guys, you know, something to listen to for Thursday when you travel to your families. You know, you don't really want to be there or you got long travel. Listen to us, Fantasy End Zone podcast, wherever you get it or wherever you get your podcast. Make sure you phone a friend and tell a friend. Also, next week on Wednesday, Bill, I never told you, but we're going to look back at our bold predictions before the season, and we're going to see how well we are doing on that so far this year. I feel like, actually, I know for a fact, you did say Panthers over 500.
They might be winning this division at this point pretty soon.
And remember what I said, Patriots making the playoffs.
Yeah, they look good.
I think I'm pretty spot on that. But I will also be on Player Profiler Now Plus channel on Tuesday on their YouTube. So tune in for that, but always follow us. You can follow me on Twitter, X, whatever you call it, LouisLewis5. Until then, we'll see you next week, and good luck. Peace out, fantasy gamers.
From the Podfather to you, I deeply appreciate you tuning in. Many ask, what can I do? What can I do to help support the hosts, the research they do, the production costs? Go to playerprofiler.com, Dynasty Deluxe, World Famous Draft Kit, Rankings, DFS Dominator, and of course, Data Analysis. Subscribe to any one of those, and you support all of us and take Player Profiler to the moon.